This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm speaking to Oliver Scarlin about Chaos Cities. I mean, that's quite some title. It's an exhibition at Ebony Curated Cape Town. And I think we better start at the beginning. Chaos Cities? What is that all about?
Well, I came up with the title originally for a painting that I did in 2020, around the time the pandemic was kind of showing how crazy the world was about to get. And I made this still life of a group of St. Joseph's lilies with a very shocking bright pink background. And even though the subject matter was quite still and beautiful, the combination of these flowers and these forms kind of shooting out of the center of the canvas and the bright kind of almost acid pink, to me it represented a new movement forward in my work where I wanted to not just portray something still and beautiful, but also something with a bit of an edge. And this show, I feel, was made in a similar sort of mindset.
So what is that mindset and what are you trying to tell us?
I think it's no secret that the world is in a very tumultuous space at the moment. And as queer artists, we're feeling that very strongly right now, whether that's world issues or local issues or politics or whatever it may be. And I felt that I wanted the show to be an excuse for me to pull in other artists whose values I identify with and to paint them as well and use that as a kind of excuse to spend time with them. I paint from life, so any person in my painting is someone who I've invited into my studio. And in the chaos of the world, I found that these people were my anchor, so I kind of call them my lilies as a sort of a joke, I guess, in some ways, but they're what make me feel anchored. They would make me feel, like, hopeful, I suppose.
And although you're focusing on the male figure, there are times you are not. You're doing still lives as well. How does that all relate one to the other?
The still life work was really how I kind of began my painting career. It was quite as an unknown artist, it's quite an easy sell to make still life work. And I intended always to make them quite personal. And they are. I see them as part of the whole language. The objects in the still life work are often ceramics that I've made myself, which I originally started making for myself and my partner when we moved in together. So I see them as kind of little domestic celebrations. I call them domestic altarpieces, I suppose. So they're not just still life.
And then when you take those altarpieces and turn ceramic sculptures, can you tell us a little bit about that? Because those become very interesting.
Well, yeah, the ceramic journey that I was on originally started because I wanted a set of dinner plates for my partner and myself when we moved in together. And it was kind of starting pottery lessons was like a 30th birthday present to myself. And I needed a hobby that wasn't just painting. And then, of course, that eventually became a part of my practice. And I started making these objects for my paintings. And that led to me exploring figurative sculpture as well. So I like that the mediums echo each other, not just the objects in the paintings or the subjects.
Well, you certainly have given us a lot to look at and a lot to think about. And I think the thing about the COVID thing is perhaps that it also explains the brightness of the colors, being quite positive about the way you want it to go forward. And as always, Ebony Curated have got lots to offer us, not just in Cape Town, but also out in Franschhoek. So Ebony Curated in Franschhoek at the moment, the Bordeaux Street Gallery, have an exhibition by Stanislav Trebeski. It's called Exogenous, and it's his work. It's a solo presentation, another one at their gallery, and he explores the interplay between the microscopic and the cosmic. So he's inviting viewers to consider their place in the universe while bringing curiosity to the interconnected mysteries within. So we go from one set of mysteries at Cape Town and to another set of mysteries at Bordeaux in Franschhoek. Always something to look and see and know what's happening and the what, the why, and the where of the art scene. Get your copy of the Art Craft and Museums Map or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Susa Kifete, Make Way So I May Pass, in Sesotho, an invitation to make way for an imagined passerby wrapped in a richly decorated heritage blanket, is the title for the new exhibition presented by the Sanlam Art Gallery. A selection of 50 traditional and contemporary design blankets will be on view at the gallery from 20 March to 14 June, open Monday to Friday, call 021 947 3359 or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za.